أكبر لا إله إلا الله إن الحمد لله نحمده سبحانه ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحييتنا اللهم واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا اللهم على من عادانا اللهم ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا اللهم ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك ولا يرحمنا يا رب العالمين أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وعنا معهم إلى يوم الدين أما بعد شيخ عزيز ارفع لي الصوت شو معلش سمحنا In the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most compassionate, the most merciful, all the praise and thanks are due to him and peace and blessings be upon his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He who is guided by the will of Allah, no one can misguide him. And he who is misguided, no one can guide him except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I do bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his messenger. Respected brothers and sisters in Iman and in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today's khutbah, today's speech will be about the coronavirus and the truthfulness and the credibility of Islam. The title could be a little bit strange for some people. What is the relation between the coronavirus and Islam? Let me just do it in some academic way. First of all, I think most of the people on earth now, they are concerned in this big human problem, which happened a few days ago in China. The virus that is spread through sneezing, coughing, and touching, and if it infects anyone and reaches to its ultimate, basically, it kills through the breathing system of the human body. It started in one of the Chinese cities. It's called Wuhan, if I'm not mistaken. In few days, those who passed away, they were about 100 plus. And those who are officially medically infected in 12 countries on top of them, China, there were 4,600 up to yesterday. Officially declared in 12 countries, 4,600. Just God knows how many of those who are carrying the virus now. Maybe the tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands, and it could reach that. And the World Health Organization, they considered it a plague, wabaa, which is something really very serious. The people, they are afraid, widespread. It has already affected the economy of many countries on top of China. Now, the city of Wuhan, with the population of 11 million, they are in a big prison now. They called it the quarantine, Hajr al-Sahi. So it's completely closed. And a lot of restrictions on other Chinese cities. This is what they tell us. Maybe the restrictions are much more, but so as not to let the people panic or to spread much more fear, maybe they are giving us less than the reality. God knows. But this is what I read in some of reports and YouTube, you know, reports. So we are talking about in a few days, about 5,000 infected, 100 dead, expected tens of thousands to be carrying this, if not millions in a few days, unless if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped human beings on this. Now, before I start linking this with Islam, what should be our stand as Muslims? First of all, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect all humanity and to let, inshallah, the khair, goodness and peace spread among them, and to protect all of them and to guide all of them to everything benefits them, inshallah, in this dunya and in the hereafter. First of all, we pray for every single human being to be saved, first of all. But unfortunately, the reality is not in parallel with our prayer, because some people, they are losing their lives. Many people are infected, and we have millions of candidates to be infected at any moment. Why I'm talking about this? Let me just give you logical to see how great your religion is. Let's go to step to the back. Now, I'm not saying what I will say now is 100% agreed upon scientifically, but so far, 70 to 80% of reports, medical reports from Chinese themselves, up to this moment, most of the expectations and the exams that they did, they say it's because of the bats and snakes, which is, they have the bat soup. They eat, this kind of the bats, which is some people they call it the flying rats of the flying mice. Okay? In this city, it's widely spread. One of the best dishes there, the soup of bats. So they said this is highly expected. This is the main reason. This should take me to one step back as well. Food in China. I think most of us know, if you don't know, please know that in China, the people, they eat literally everything. And I repeat it, not metaphorically, everything is eaten. Whether you can imagine or you can't imagine, it is eaten. To a degree, I heard a joke more than 20 years ago. It's a joke. They say, every living being moves on earth and has a back towards sky will be eaten. So be careful. If you are in China, don't let back be towards the sky because they will eat you. This is a joke, like a metaphor to tell you, everything is eaten. They eat rats, mice, cockroaches, apes, monkeys, dogs, cats, any kind of animals, all types of insects, all types that you can imagine, you can't imagine. Cockroaches, flying bugs, anything, it's eaten. And I did visit China, 6 provinces in China. And I visited Hong Kong many times, and I saw these shops which sell the dried insects. I mean, you can't imagine, but it's there. Okay, this is part of their culture. Okay, Mr. Dr. Amjad, what's the relation this with Islam? What's the title of our khutbah? Coronavirus and the truthfulness and credibility of Islam. What do I mean by this? I want just to show you 2 evidences that Islam is a revealed religion, and Islam is the true religion of Allah, and Islam contains the final message of Allah to humanity. Message number 1, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as you know, decided to us what we should eat, what we should not eat 1400 years ago. It's not up to us, because we Muslims believe that we were created by God. And God, in our language, is the one who designed us. It is the one who created us. So therefore, common sense, He is the one who knows what is beneficial for us and what is not beneficial for us. So therefore, if I may put it metaphorically, the manufacturer sent
to us the manual, the catalog, what to do and what not to do and how to do it and why. Simply, simple logic, 1 + 1 = 2. So eat this, don't eat this. 1400 years ago, where Arabs, they had no knowledge about anything that is so-called nowadays science or scientific research, they were asked directly in the Quran not to eat except cattle, sheep, goats, or those animals who are fed just on grasses and, you know, plantation. That's it only. It was completely prohibited for Muslims to eat what we call as-siba', dhawat al-anyab, wa dhawat al-makhlab. Any animal has claws, or any animal has this kind of, you see, the feg, or what they say, so call it? Fags, yes, this is the one. Fags, yes. You know, fags, anyab. The watul anyab, any animal with fags, which means a predator, muftaris. Okay? Any animal with claws or with fags and a predator, which means eats other animals, which his food basically is the meat and the flesh of other animals, in Islam is completely prohibited. Completely. Subhanallah, what is the main reason so far for the disease? Eating everything. Let me just continue with this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he was praising the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that, قال يُحِلُّ لَهُمُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَيُحَرِّمُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْخَبَائِثِ. He was sent to you, all believers in Allah, to make it legal, permissible, at-tayyibat. What is at-tayyibat now, basically? Everything that is good, which is goes with your inner nature, with fitrah, that it is good, with the smell, with something. And وَيُحَرِّمُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْخَبَائِثِ. All kind of filthy, dirty things, it completely prohibited. And it is revealed in Surah Al-Ma'idah, chapter 5. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he prohibited to us, according to the Quran verse, حُرِّمَتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَيْتَةُ وَالدَّمُ وَلَحْمُ الْخِنْزِيرِ وَمَا أُهِلَّ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ بِهِ وَالْمُنْخَنِقَةُ وَالْمَوْقُوذَةُ وَالْمُتَرَدِّيَةُ وَالنَّطِيحَةُ وَمَا أَكَلَ السَّبُعُ إِلَّا مَا ذَكَّيْتُمْ. It's amazing. Exact restriction, tiny details for the types of animals, even though if they are still living, it's permissible to be eaten, yet if they passed away, if they are dead through certain ways, such as, he said, al-mayta, the dead body of an animal, if it was not slaughtered according to legal Islamic slaughtering from this place, and the blood came outside, which we call it the halal slaughtering, and by which, when we do it, the meat will be halal meat, because of this, by the way. This is the legal slaughtering, because of it, we call the meat halal meat. So the dead, without the blood being removed from the body, it's called mayta. The dead animal, it's prohibited in Islam. قال والدم, the blood, it's prohibited to be eaten in Islam. قال ولحم الخنزير, and the flesh of the swine or the pigs. قال والمنخنقة, the animal which killed by strangling. You know, when you just stop the breathing of an animal and loses life because of, you know, strangling. قال والموقوذة, which the one was killed by a violent blow. When you hit, for example, a dog or a cat, or even a cattle or a cow, by having a stone on the brain, just, you know, just hitting till it dies, it's called mawquda. It's haram to, it's prohibited to eat it, even if it's a sheep or a goat or a cow. قال والمترديه, المترديه التي وقعت من منطقة عالية. The head long fall, the animal which falls from a long distance and it is hurt in the head and it dies, it's prohibited to be eaten. قال والنطيحة, the animal which dies because of goring of horns. When they fight the two animals, like goats, by horns, if one of the animals killed the other one by its horns and it passed away, basically, it's haram to be eaten. Look how detailed the teachings of Islam 1400 years ago. Look now, we have the directions of طيبات وخبائث. The directions, what to eat and what not eat, to eat with details. Anything, lost, any animal. Now, apart from generally, if this is a predator, uses the claw or the fang, don't eat it. Even the permissible animals, if they died because of the possible ways, you know, losing the breath, the blood is there, it's not stuttered, someone hit, it fall down, it's prohibited as well. No one on earth at that time was realizing the concept of viruses or microbes. Who knew at that time that the body, if it's not slaughtered, okay, in a proper way, there's the microbes and the germs and the viruses still in the body through the blood? Who knew this? This is just recently we discovered. And this is another indication about the power and the truthfulness of Islam. That when we say we believe in science, okay, they have scientists in Japan and in Thailand and in Singapore and in China. What kind of science? The science did not stop them from committing something that will harm them. We need a divine guidance because we don't know everything. We must submit to our Lord who created us, who designed us, who knows what suits us, what harms us. Simply, 1400 years ago, we told about this. This is the first message about the greatness of Islam and the truthfulness of Islam and the credibility of Islam. The second message. I will narrate to you an amazing glad tidings, hadith of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It is narrated in Sahih al-Bukhari. You know, when you say Bukhari, you are talking about the second authentic book after the Holy Quran for Muslims. In Sahih al-Bukhari, Kitab al-Tib, the chapter of medicine, literally. Sahih al-Bukhari, Kitab al-Tib, the chapter of medicine. We're talking about more than 1,100 years from now. I mean, Bukhari. But the hadith was said 1400 years ago plus. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "إذا سمعتم بالطاعون بأرض فلا تدخلوها وإن كنتم بأرض وقع الطاعون بها فلا تخرجوا منها." لا إله إلا الله. Prophet Muhammad said, if the ta'un at that time means in our language now, al-waba, the plague. If you heard, look literally, if you heard about a plague at that time, by the way, anything that spreads, they did not know the concept of viruses or germs or microbes, something spread, a disease, the people, they die by thousands, which is like what at that time, they did not know the bilharzia, for example. They did not recognize the malaria. They did not recognize the cholera. They did not recognize all such things. They did not recognize this, the AIDS or something. So they see the people, you know, thousands of them, they just die. They call it ta'un, plague. But no scientific description for it. So it used ta'un, plague, waba. He said, if you heard about a plague in a place, don't go to that place. Up to this moment, it does make sense for any lay person to say it. Now, the amazing secret, amazing power of this, he said, and if you are in a place and the plague spread there, don't leave the place. What is this? This is the quarantine, Hajj al-Sahih, that they do now, which is the highest and the best health way to control or to reduce the virus from being spread. When did they discover this? Just a few decades. Who told Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when a plague is spread, don't leave your place? Basically, why they ask us now not to leave? Because you could be a carrier for the virus. The symptoms are not on you, yes, because maybe your body is a little bit strong, still you can stand. But this does not mean that you are not carrying the virus. And the virus will be spread through, as I said, coughing, sneezing, and touching, which means it's a disaster. At any moment, if I'm holding the virus, I can infect tens and hundreds, if not thousands, in a week. I am, as a person. Which is a disaster. He said, stay there, don't leave it. La ilaha illallah. Who told Muhammad? I'm asking, wallahi, please, please, please. Reconsider being proud of your Islam. Just for the fact that you have evidences every day that it is the true religion of Allah. Let the people know. Don't ask them to be Muslims. Don't beg them to believe. Leave it to them, but let them know the truth. And by the way, I'm not proud of Muhammad because he's clever. I'm not proud of Muhammad because he's genius. He is a prophet. He has no power. He does not know the future. He knows nothing without the teaching of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The greatness of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come to him because of his prophethood. And we believe he became the greatest human being because of the prophethood, because he received the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala up to the day of judgment for human beings. These two messages, the people, they are suffering now. I repeat, and we ask God Almighty to protect all human beings. But what can we do when human beings, they don't want to listen to the teachings of their Lord? What can we do? At least let them know. And wallahi, from this place, I urge, even or if it happened that this video is watched by anyone with the people in charge in this government, and we send our greetings on your behalf to every single good member of this government who are taking care, and especially to Justin Trudeau, who happened, maybe he is one of, with this government, one of the very good and nice people among the world from non-Muslim countries with Muslims. Please, Mr. Justin Trudeau, I know that you are very nice and very kind with Muslims, but I don't want you to look to the political side or to us as numbers and voters. Please reconsider the message that you have. I'm not asking you to consider the faith of Islam. Forget it. Consider the teachings of Islam. You might be benefited. We have a system from God. You could be saving lives of Canadians by taking care of this divine. We have solutions. It's not because we are better. No, we are nothing. It's not because we are clever. No. It's simply because it's the message of Allah. These solutions was manufactured, designed by our special company. And the advantage and the good news of this company, basically, that it was founded by God. The solutions, they were designed as application, as software, in a divine company, i.e. Islam. So we have solutions. Reconsider, please ask anyone of your consultants, ask special groups to study Islam in terms of its teachings. Take the benefits. Why in Islam we have solutions for all kinds of sexual diseases, by the way. We have. But don't keep listening to those who have Islamophobic attitude. Don't keep listening to those racists while portraying all of Muslims with amazing system by some, you know, bad people here and there. Please reconsider studying. Don't believe in Islam, but just consider what we have, because you might be benefiting your people. Please, if anyone can, let all good people around us reconsider. And I connect this with another incident to show you how great and the truthfulness and credibility of Islam is. 17 years ago in 2003, those who are above 30 plus, they remember, we had the disease, and amazingly, which is the cow mad disease. Do you remember it? The cow mad disease, Marad Junud al-Baqar, 17 years ago. Millions of cows, they became literally crazy. Cows, they started, you know, hitting themselves in the wall, starting to move unstable, they stood to fall, and their meat, the flesh, basically, it's eaten by the people. They had Jesus, they killed millions of cows. What was the main reason? They were feeding them with animal wastes, dead animals, especially the sheep. Dead sheep, thousands of tons. Where can you, with everything, with the blood, with the remainings, a dead body, it was mixed with their food, with their grass, and it is, will save some money. The end result, they destroyed the system of the brain of the cow. The end result, they, by their own hands, they killed millions of cows, and they affected millions of people. Why is this? Simply, for us, we don't have this problem. By the way, Islamic jurists, Islamic fuqaha, hundreds of years ago, they were discussing in Kutub al-Fiqh, in the Kutub of the Fiqh, they were discussing if a chicken was eating outside, the free-range chicken, if coincidentally, by mistake, they ate the waste of an animal, it should be isolated, you know, for a long time. I forgot, they talked about weeks or days, I read it long time ago, and should not be slaughtered or eaten till everything from the waste of the animals that came into its system, you know, the root of system. Our Islamic scholars hundreds of years ago, they were talking about a chicken in your house. If the chicken ate the blood, you should not slaughter it. Where did they bring this from? Where? By the way, I repeat, it's not because we are clever. We have what? The divine revelation. We have the last testament of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to human beings. Please, from one angle, let's make pray for everyone to be saved. From another angle, please be proud of your religion. From a third angle, do your best to let everyone know about this great religion in terms of that we have solutions for humanity, not for individuals. And the practical application for what I'm saying, Allah said it clearly. Literally, سنريهم آياتنا في الآفاق وفي أنفسهم حتى يتبين لهم أنه إيش الحق. We will show them our signs in the horizons and in themselves till it becomes crystal clear for them that it is the truth. After that, the one who rejects, it's his problem. But please know this, let others know, because you don't know which one of us will leave this world alive as a believer. أسأل الله أن يثبتنا. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فيا فوز المستغفرين. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most compassionate, the most merciful, all praise and thanks are due to Him, and peace and blessings be upon His beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He who is guided by the will of Allah, no one can misguide him, and he who is misguided, no one can guide him except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The last 3 minutes in my speech, I need to highlight the following. I feel, you know, really have sympathy, and I feel sorry really for those who are organizing special groups to fight halal food in Canada and Australia. You know that we have groups? Some Islamophobic and maybe on racist basis, they are fighting halal food. They are fighting what? They want the government to stop allowing Muslims to have halal meat. What? Do they understand? What does it mean? Halal, it's just a way of slaughtering. They don't know. They don't know. So either they are ignorant, or brainwashed, or Islamophobic, or racist. So let's make benefit of that time, and I repeat, I'm addressing Justin Trudeau and the government of Canada. Please, please, make efforts to stop this, those racist and Islamophobic against Muslims. Just because we have, you know, halal meat, what does it mean? We are cleansing the body in a very merciful way so as not to be infected by diseases. Actually, if the people understand what does halal meat stand for, everyone will be asking for halal meat. It's for us, it's a revelation. For them, it's a hygienic, best way, health, from health point of view. So what's the point of, we don't want halal. You know, they do halal food. Oh, do you know what this means, halal? Yes, halal meat. What's halal meat? I don't know, but you don't halal meat. We have to stop them. They have halal meat. What's halal meat? It's the way of slaughtering. It's like the kosher. Do you fight the kosher? You have a problem? The same. Jews and Muslims, by the way, they are the only groups on earth who are taken care of this. I mean, the way of slaughtering. Because what makes it halal, you know, in Islam, what makes the halal, according to the widespread of opinions, if a Muslim or a Jew or a Christian, if they slaughter the meat, and the basic condition, the pillar, that it should be slaughtered from the place where all the blood comes out. So from scientific point of view, it's a hygienic, okay, health point of view. It will be halal. So what's the point of some people, they are fighting the halal meat? Fighting what exactly? They don't know. And as I told you, it's ignorant. I hope our message on your behalf will reach some people of in charge, and they will reconsider stopping Islamophobia or the bad or whatever people about this. Okay. Jazakallah khair. Anyway, أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فيا فوز المستغفرين اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا اللهم ارحمنا فوق الأرض وتحت الأرض ويوم العرض عليك يا كريم يا رحيم اللهم اغفر لنا وحدنا وعافنا واعف عنا اللهم ارحمنا وارحم والدينا والدي والدينا وأصحاب الحقوق والواجبات علينا يا كريم يا رحيم يا حنان يا منان يا عفو يا غفور يا ودود يا حليم اللهم إنا عبيدك وأبناء عبيدك أبناء إمائك نواصينا بيدك ماض فينا حكمك عدل فينا قضاؤك نسألك بكل اسم هو لك سميت به نفسك أو أنزلته في كتابك أو علمته أحدا من خلقك أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك أن تجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همومنا وغمومنا يا رب العالمين اللهم ارزقنا الإخلاص بالقول والعمل وعافنا واعف عنا وارحمنا فوق الأرض وتحت الأرض ويوم العرض عليك إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقم الصلاة